This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm here again, brother. Some people call, the religious people call God by His name, and some other call the superpower. And scientists say cosmic energy. And parapsychology, it says superconscience. So superconscience, that is, this parapsychology subject itself proves that God is existing, it is always there.
Brother, can you please
What I'm trying to say
can you please repeat your question slowly?
Yeah. Somebody, see, people call God according to their knowledge, the level of knowledge, right? See, somebody call superconscience, some people say superpower, supreme being and all that. So let me take the term cosmic energy. The energy which existed from the beginning and which created the world, according to the scientists I'm talking to you. Because, you know, this, some people say it's a fabricated one. It was fabricated by the Roman Emperor Constantinople in AD 325 in Nicaea Conference. They fabricated the teachings. And in that they say God rested on the seventh day. I don't want to mention the religion's name. And if the cosmic energy is going to rest, suddenly everything will collapse within few moments. And I would like to know what this cosmic energy was doing before the creation and right from the creation till the end of the human race, and what is it going to do after this?
Brother,
after the existing of
thank
this
you, brother.
Existence of this world.
Thank you. I think the speaker has got the
brother, question. The question that some people call superconscious, some people call superpower, some people call cosmic energy. Brother, whatever name you give, it should be correct name. If it is the wrong name, we don't accept it. Some people give a correct name, superpower. No problem. Super being, no problem. Certain names may be correct, certain names may not be correct. One of the names you say is the scientists say cosmic energy. And one of the religions said Almighty God rested on the seventh day. You're giving a quotation from the Bible. Book of Genesis, chapter number 2, verse number 2. Almighty God rested on the seventh day. So if cosmic energy rests, whole thing will collapse. I agree with you. So we disagree with that scripture. And regarding calling God cosmic energy, I don't agree. God is the creator of the energy of the universe. He is not cosmic energy, he is more superior than that. He has created everything and everything is dependent on him. So as far as the religious scripture says God rested, we don't agree. God doesn't require rest. Allah says in the Quran in Ayat al-Kursi, chapter number 2, verse 255, that Allah does not require to sleep, he does not require to rest. So Almighty God does not require rest. This definition of Almighty God is wrong. The right definition, if you read in the Quran, he says doesn't require rest. And if you give any name which is correct attribute, we have no objection. If you give the wrong attribute, there's a problem. Today, scientists are not eliminating God. They're eliminating models of God. Hope that answers the question.